I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring on Kyle Glazer, host analyst on Foul Territory Network, to talk about the postseason playoffs. Cleveland's got to be kicking themselves with a golden opportunity to tie it there in the ninth, huh, Kyle?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, the fact of the matter is Tarik Skubal just completely shut them down for 7 2/3 innings. And right, I think this is more about just how impressive Tarik Skubal was. 14 strikeouts, 26 swings and misses. This is what number one starters do. When your team is slumping, when there's a lot of concern about the way they're rolling, they are the stopper. They go out, they dominate, they get you the big win. This was really just a brilliant performance by Tarik Skubal all the way around.
I want him to pitch every game, old Haas Radborn style. Let's throw him back out there in game two. What do you say, Kyle?
I don't think that would be the best thing for his long-term health.
Yes,
but
at the
same time, there's no question. Every time he is on the mound, it is must-watch baseball, and he showed why today.
Oh, that was electric. It was so fun. We've got it on here in studio. So the one game where the teams are back in the clubhouses with the final, you've got the Tigers who limped into the postseason, 2-1 winners over the Guardians thanks to Skubal. The Padres are playing the Cubs at Wrigley today. San Diego has an early 1-0 lead as they get in to the middle innings. What's your feel on that series?
It's going to be tight. I do think this one's going to go three, and it's really going to come down to the starting pitching. Both Matthew Boyd and Shota Imanaga were not great down the stretch for the Cubs. Boyd obviously on the mound today. Imanaga will get the ball in game two. From the Padres' perspective, Dylan Cease, who will start game two, had a 5.58 ERA on the road. And Yu Darvish, who will get the ball in game three if it gets that far, had an ERA over 7 on the road. So it's really going to be about which big-name starting pitchers step up and which continue their struggles. I think that's what will determine this series.
It feels like the Dodgers are inevitable. They were just playing with their food for a while at times. But when you actually look at it, Mookie Betts, a very down season. Their bullpen just seems to be constantly in flux. I don't know if there is a National League favorite outside of Philadelphia. Give me your thoughts there.
I do think the Phillies are the best team when you look at what they can do in the rotation, what they have in the bullpen, that lineup top to bottom. At the same time, you're right. The Dodgers were waiting for a lot of their starting pitchers to get healthy. They finally did. And it was a dominant starting rotation down the stretch. Now, because they have so many good starters, they're able to move some guys into the bullpen like Emmett Sheehan. And oh, by the way, Roky Sasaki is back and looks electric in 1-2-inning stint. So I'll be curious to see how these starters transition to the bullpen come postseason time. But look, the Dodgers starting pitching is on point. Their offense, after, you're right, a slow start, Mookie Betts finished the season hot to go with great seasons from Ohtani and Freeman and even guys like Andy Páez. The Dodgers are dangerous, and I do think whoever wins the potential NLDS between them and the Phillies will be the National League champion.
Kyle Glazer, host analyst, Foul Territory Network, joining us here on Grant and Danny in D.C., looking at the playoff bracket in Major League Baseball. They get started with wild card action today. By the way, the Dodgers have the Reds. You'd think they can make quick work of Cincinnati. And then if they do, they would have a meeting with the Phillies in the next round. As you look at the bracket from kind of a 10,000-foot view, who do you really like here? Who are you betting on making runs out of both leagues?
Yeah, as I mentioned, I would bet on the Phillies to be the team that represents the National League in the World Series. The American League is wide open. I think you have to look at the Mariners, just how good their starting rotation is now that George Kirby and Logan Gilbert are back doing what they're capable of. They have a deep lineup 1-9. And look, anytime an opponent goes into T-Mobile Park, they are going to be in for a long, long nine innings. That place gets wild. The Pacific Northwest fans are crazy. I do think you have to look at the Yankees as one of the wild card teams, though. The Yankees went 25-8 to finish the season. They really started to resemble the team that they could be with all their star power offensively. You have two great starters in Fried and Rodon. As long as they play clean baseball, they can take down anyone. That's the big question mark with them. When they do, they go on runs like they did to end the season.
So it's interesting. So it sounds like you think they kind of figured it out and got right. I looked at them as just taking advantage of the schedule. It was a lot of Twins, Orioles, White Sox in the last couple of weeks. And maybe the answer is both can be true, but you thought maybe they actually figured something out, not just beat up on really bad teams.
Again, it's a little bit of both, right? Sometimes when you see those bad teams, that's your kind of get right series. And look, we see a lot of teams come playoff time or down the stretch that have easy schedules and don't take care of business. All you have to do is look at the Mets. Even the Padres had a big, big slump late August, early September that really cost them the ability to win the division. They were still able to get it as a wild card. But at the end of the day, you can only beat the teams you're facing, and you want to get right against those kinds of teams, and that's what the Yankees did.
Isn't it kind of nuts we barely even mentioned, if at all, the team with the best record in baseball? Milwaukee Brewers, just kind of waiting in the wings, you know, ho-hum, home field advantage throughout, yeah.
Yeah, and look, the Brewers are a good team, right? I think the, oh, who are these guys, super anonymous team is a bit overplayed. Look, Christian Yelich is an MVP. William Contreras has been one of the best catchers in baseball for years, with a top five MVP finisher last year. Bryce Terang and Sal Frelick were high first-round picks. Jackson Churio was a stud prospect. This team is not as anonymous as everyone seems to make it out to be. That said, they are a lot of young players who will be playing in their first postseason series, and they're going to have to prove it against a very, very difficult NL field. Again, you look at the Phillies, look at the Dodgers, look at the Cubs, look at the Padres. All these teams won 90-plus games and have a lot of postseason experience. I do think the Brewers have a very difficult road, and I'm not sure they're going to be able to take down all of these really, really good teams consecutively, given some of the lack of that postseason experience from their young guys.
Thank you, Kyle. Much appreciated the insight.
Anytime, guys. Have to join you.
Appreciate
you. There's Kyle Glazer with us talking ball on the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.